Test siódmy. Zadanie piąte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę o Leonardzie da Vinci. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zaznacz jedną z czterech możliwości, zakreślając literę A, B, C lub D. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Good evening, listeners. In today's program, I will ask our expert Mr. Vincent Pomeridi to tell us whether Da Vinci was a painter, engineer, inventor or philosopher.
Good evening. Statements concerning his appearance and personality differ, particularly as legends grew up very early about his biographical details. He is sometimes described as a prodigiously strong colossus, capable of bending a horseshoe in his hands, and often as a young adolescent, effeminate and dreamy. He is sometimes presented to us as a man who loved physical exercise and violent sports, sometimes as an adolescent playing the lyre and singing with perfection. His artistic gifts must, however, have already appeared during his childhood, because in 1469, at the age of 17, he'd already spent 3 years in the studio of the Florentine painter and sculptor Andrea Verrocchio. In this famous artist's studio, in the company of other important painters such as Sandro Botticelli or Perugino, he spent 13 years learning the technique of painting and the secrets of the execution of a picture. He also began to study the subjects which were then considered indispensable for an artist: mathematics, perspective, geometry, and all the sciences of observation and study of the natural environment. He also began to study architecture and sculpture. Leonardo da Vinci began his career as a painter with portraits and religious paintings, receiving commissions from the leading citizens or monasteries of Florence. But from this period onwards, it is very difficult to know with certainty whether he considered himself as a painter, multidisciplinary artist, or engineer, as the limits between the professions had not then been fixed as they are today. Leonardo once wrote an astonishing letter to the Duke of Milan, reading like a curriculum vitae, in which he revealed his ambitions as engineer, inventor, and also soldier, saying that he could build light, easily transportable bridges, construct stone-throwing devices, as well as houses and water conveyors. Later, he placed his engineering talents at the service of the cities of Pisa and Venice, the sovereigns of Mantua, the Este family, and, of course, the King of France, Francois I, who invited him to come and work in the Loire Valley, where the monarch then resided. Da Vinci was known for the curiosity with which he studied natural phenomena. His perfect knowledge of anatomy, the effects of light, and the most complex chemical combinations obviously guided his career as a painter. Not many people know today that during his lifetime, Da Vinci was to be better known as a hydraulic engineer than as a painter. His unusual ability to tackle any subject with talent astonished all his contemporaries.
Thank you, Mr. Pomeridi. Our next program will be devoted to the art.